I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Muslim Ladies. Well, once again, I have the honor and the pleasure to be here as your host. This is Asma, of course. And here with me, I have the pleasure to sit with Sister Nahid. She's a researcher on women's study, and then let her talk about herself. So, assalamu alaikum, sister.
Assalamu alaikum to you and all your dear listeners. This is Nahid, and I'm so honored to be with you today.
Thank you for My coming pleasure. Here. Well, as for today, we are going to cover up some more of factors. As you know, previously in Muslim Lady, we covered some factors about a perfect marriage. We went through maturity, the awareness that a woman must have. Then we got to some important points like you must be compatible, you must match and fit each other's perspective and definitions. And also we went through this financial compatibility to be stable in your financial status before getting married. Like we talked about the detailed part of it because it has got some aspects into itself. And then also we talked about emotional maturity, which is so important because without that, you're not going to understand each other and also you're not going to have a perfect life. So now we're going to get into some more of these interesting factors.
Yeah, the next factor we're going to talk about is the communication skills. As what I mean is that effective communication is
now,
crucial.
Now, this one is the most important one.
Yeah, and it is very crucial. Like, yeah. You should be able to communicate with your partner to understand their needs, to understand what they want from life, and especially in the cases of conflicts and arguments. If you don't have a good communication skill, you're not supposed to face the problem and match the problem with the solutions. Like, you're not supposed to find a correct way to solve your life problems.
Like, there was this study about the divorces that happen in the courts. Like, they have asked men and women, and what they come up with was the result was just like this, that most of these divorces happen because men and women do not have the right skills to communicate with each other. Like, maybe the two of them really love each other, but the problem is they cannot convey their meaning.
Yeah, there are a lot of disagreements. Like, they disagree with each other, but they can't say. If we even ask a lot of couples right now, they will say, like, my husband is not listening to me.
Exactly.
Like, my wife doesn't listen to me. And we are, I guess sometimes we are being too much, like, self-oriented.
Yeah.
We're not seeing the other person. We're not communicating with the other person.
And I must say that, you know, you and me both can look at the same thing, but we're not going to see the same thing. The way we're going to define that thing is differently. Now, the skill, where the skill comes exactly at this point when I come to understand that you're a different personality. Like, even if you are in disagreement with what I say, it does not mean that you're my enemy.
Yeah.
You're having that, and I must accept you with all those disagreements.
You know, life is full of subjective issues.
Exactly.
And, that is what calls for your attention, your understanding of
that
the
is
fact.
Where maturity comes.
Yeah.
Like, you must accept the other person as
and
the way they
the
are.
Skill, you know, it's a whole skill to be able to deal with the other person, with the opposing ideas, and how to find solutions together while you're different, while your ideas are different, while your mindsets are different, and even your definition of the results are different.
Just try to come to this point that when your partner, when your person, partner in life has got different perspective from yours, that does not mean that they are your enemies.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you can still have a perfect, lovely life together with accepting all those differences. Like, you can still make decisions while you know that the other person is in disagreement in whatever you have in your mind.
Yeah, exactly. And that is the point that leads to a good life and can just help them. You know, life is sometimes viewed in the idea of the young generation as a change that is so sweet. We will have good memories. We will travel with each other.
Life is going to be so peachy so pink. And so everything is so beautiful, but it's not like
that. And when they face the very, very first challenge in life, they start to just give up. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot understand you. And because you have the opposite idea of mine, I'm not going to accept
you. The honeymoon phase. They come out of that phase and then they face the reality. Like, there was a psychologist out there who once said that marriage is just like getting into a place with a climate. But what the youngsters have in their mind is just like this honeymoon stuff that they have in their mind. That
it's like they just see the first month. Beautiful.
Yeah. It's going to be like the time when you are just betrothed to each other. Like when the time you're getting to know each other, everything is so sweet. Everybody is trying to show a perfect picture of themselves. Maybe even they go to the point in which they do not show their real pictures, their real images.
Those pictures are sometimes fake.
Exactly. Because you're interested in someone, you try not to show your disagreement. And they would think like, okay, they are in full harmony with my own thoughts.
There's officially no challenge at that time. Yeah. Like they're just both trying to satisfy the other person.
And, exactly.
They don't face any challenges. So that's why they don't see that
the
in life.
The story starts when all those hallucinations
are gone
and then you get in under the same roof in the same house with the same issues and problem. The story starts right there. And the challenges are going to start right there. So just as we're talking about this honeymoon phase, which is going to be broken one day, let's get into a break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back, Muslim ladies, here on program. Well, I am Asma, and Sister Nahid is in here. We're talking about the list of issues regarding marriage and the factors that would lead into a perfect marriage. We have covered numerous number of them, but then right now we're going to get into some more.
Yeah, family approval. You know, in Islam, family approval is often considered important before entering into a marriage to ensure support and harmony with the family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean like we should get into the challenge that some families are just putting in the way of the young people to marriage.
Yeah. Like, unfortunately, headlessly, they would just draw these obstacles in the middle of the road of their children.
Yeah, I'm not talking about those kinds of following whatever the families are providing you with, like even stopping yourself from marriage because of those obstacles, either by the girl's family or the boy's family. What I'm talking about is that sometimes families, like mothers and fathers, can be the best counselors for their own child because they have seen life better than them. They have seen life
longer
than them.
They've been there and done that.
Yeah. And this kind of counselation can really pave the way for them, like when they know the challenges at that time that we mentioned that girl and boy are just in the romantic ideal life and they don't face any challenges and they're not aware that later on they're gonna face a lot of challenges. If parents, if even family members like sisters, older brothers, if they aware them of the problems, the obstacles, the challenges of life. Give them the knowledge of life. Give them the true knowledge of life. Because here, again, we have some issues. Like, some ideas are subjective. Maybe my brother sees some challenges bigger, like, exaggerated. But what I mean is that if families provide the couples with the logical information, with acceptable
and
information.
And support.
Exactly. And support, they will choose better and they will start a much better life.
Right now, I must actually address the youngsters, like the girls and the boys, of course. But we're talking to the girls. So girls are the main concern of us. Unfortunately, some of the girls get into wrong decisions just because of that childish idealism yeah. and that, unfortunately, idiotic romanticism sometimes, I
we
must say.
We can refer to the fact that they're not emotionally mature.
Exactly. Yet. Like, they get into these problematic decisions that would destroy their entire life. Yeah. Even though their parents have warned them many times, but they did not pay any heed to it. The result is that they're going to destroy the beautiful future they might have had with another person with the wrong decision they're going to make. So I must say that sometimes, yes, we have seen it a lot of times that families would do things subjectively. Like, they would go for their own selves and what they want for their children. But unfortunately, what they're doing unconsciously is to hurt and destroy their children's future. Now, aside from that, we have seen a lot of these examples that the children do not pay any attention to yes. what their parents say, though what their parents are just telling them is so logical.
Yeah, they're seeing the beyond, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, they're seeing beyond the curtains. So yeah. the children, unfortunately, do not pay any attention, and the result is so, unfortunately, scary.
Yeah, and that's why this factor is mostly for the young girls and boys mm-hmm. who are on the edge of marriage.
There is this obstacle that you actually, as the guys who want yeah. to marry, see it as an obstacle coming from your parents, just give it double thinking.
Yeah.
Like, stop and think. Maybe their perspective is going to tell you some other stuffs. And not everything that you think is bad is going to be bad for you.
Yeah. Putting yourself in the parents' shoes will give you a new mindset. Like, you'll
exactly.
understand life much better. And that kinds of feelings and emotions and the excitement that you have at that time may sometimes stop you from seeing the reality.
Yeah. So family approval is very important. Not that you follow their approval headlessly with no care and consideration of other factors, but give it a second thought. Maybe that's also going to be helpful.
Yeah. And the next factor I'm going to mention is the fact that we should be able to trust people. You know, trust and respect are the two sides of a successful life. And mm-hmm. if couples are able to trust each other and understand the respect that they are supposed to have for each other, they can surely have a kind of a good life with challenges for sure. But
yeah.
they will be able to solve the challenges with the least difficulty, problems within themselves.
And it's not a one-way ticket, you know? It's
yeah.
two ways.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
trust breeds trust.
Yeah, and
it's
also
not
respect.
That I am the only one who's going to give that trust. No,
yeah.
it is a mutual thing. You have to have it on both sides,
and
like the girls
at the same
and the boys.
Time. We are supposed to respect our partner, and our partner for sure is supposed to give that respect back.
I would put it this way, that a marriage without respect is actually nothing.
Yeah.
Like, respect is very important.
Yeah, I can't agree more. Like, respect is the thing that starts that relationship,
yeah.
leads to better communication. And
that's the backbone of a perfect relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
Respect is so important. Like, what we see in today's world, unfortunately, is that sometimes the couples take respect for granted. Like, they would not care about it too much. And they would think, they would call this as being too friendly with each other. But
yeah.
unfortunately, that's not true. I guess there must be
no,
some sort of
respect. No, being friendly and respecting each other are two different issues. Like,
yeah.
Maybe we are friends, we understand each other, we try to do our best to satisfy each other. But at the same time, we are respecting, we're keeping the respect. We're not officially insulting each other under the label of just being friendly.
Yeah. And I just mentioned that because of this misconception that we see it nowadays. Like, they think they're friends, but under that pretext, they would disrespect each other.
Yeah, exactly.
And which is not a perfect...
That destroys their
An
life.
Ideal way of having a relationship. So, yes, thank you, sister.
My pleasure.
Still, I guess it was so interesting, and still there are so much more to know about the important factors to have a perfect marriage. But then this was all the time that we had for today's episode. Until another session, I just leave you to God's never-sleeping eyes, and wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting. Waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.